All right. Now, do we have some people in? Would they like to give some input? We got Kathy or Harold or...
Hi, Denny. This is Steve Crowfoot, Sandy, Utah.
Hey, Steve.
When I first heard that you and Terry were going to be on the call today, I was so excited because of the first call that you guys recorded a few years ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's more than a few. When I interviewed Terry in San Antonio.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
One of my favorite calls to teach prospecting with.
Oh, great, great. So was there anything that come up that caught your attention that might have refreshed something for you?
The fact that it's just simple. You know, just talk to people and talk to people. And I just love to listen to you tell and Shar tell about how you guys prospect, because you just ask a lot of questions. And if you feel inspired, you share the information. And if you know it, you walk away.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody else would like to share? I'm not very popular on today, huh?
Hi, Dennis. This is Molly Chong. I'm the Crossline.
Hey, how are you, Molly?
Yeah, I've been on Vince call. The no-nonsense approach is really what I think I need to do a lot of revamping of myself. I tend to, like many people, I'm sure, I tend to be so afraid of in approaching the radical way and taking time to approach people and to give them information week after week. So I thank you very much for hearing you and other leaders the no-nonsense approach.
Well, great, Molly. I hope it helps.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Good morning, Denny. This is Joe Decop.
Hey, Joe. How are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine. I wasn't sure that you were going to have this portion of the call, so it took me a while to go from... to get back all of a sudden, because I thought you were saying goodbye, then I hung on for a little bit, and then I heard you say, okay. So, quickly had to find that number... the host number and get it redialed. So anyway, thanks so much for sharing with Terry today. Between the two of you and all that energy that you give off, it's just obvious, you know.
Was there anything that sparked your interest or, you know, sparked something there that we shared with you that you might not have known before?
No.
Okay.
Just felt, let's see, what should I say? Because like Terry said, there's nothing new. What can, you know, what can he teach? And it's been years probably since I have used, well, not years, but way too long that we use you for three ways. And that to me was like, okay, it's got to be, even though we've been in the camp for a long time, it's still like we need to use people and leverage them.
You remember the story when we were in Fort Worth, Texas, and your downline was with us for lunch, and they were saying how we were having so much problem talking with people, and I asked them the question what they were doing and sharing, and they said they were talking about products, and mm-hmm. What did I do? I took out a back flex and $100 bill and put it on the counter and asked the little late waitress if she was to take one or the other, what she'd take, and she, you know, said, take the $100 bill. Remember that?
Absolutely, I do.
I've shared that story so many times. So many times. It's been interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was a great reminder, again. And again, the energy that you have, and Terry, you know, that there's no doubt about how you feel about network marketing, about Nick Kim. So that comes through with people.
Well,
I thought it was interesting to hear him say how many people over the next 10 years are going to be looking for network marketing companies.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Because they realize that it's got to, they got to do something different, that they've got to do it, get out there and do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, do we have Harold or Kathy on the phone at all? Neither
morning,
one of
Denny.
Oh, Jim, how are you?
favorite distributor here.
Right. So, of course, it's all new to you, so nothing's new, right, Jim?
I was up at the Grange the other day, and they talked about you.
Oh, geez.
That's from the family, you know.
All right.
Excellent call.
Lots yeah, we're well, hoping it inspired a lot of people, because it's a lot of high energy. We got to get that energy out there. And like Terry says, this is just, we're basically kind of at the tip of the iceberg with this company. And they got everything in place, and with what's happening in headquarters now, it's just, it is unbelievable.
Well, excellent points were brought up that we've all forgotten, because we're into this high-tech business, and it's a people business.
Right.
I thought it was an excellent call.
Yeah.
Especially about the freeways, because you do an excellent freeway.
Yeah, you did, because my phone went dead. My cheap cordless phones. I keep telling my wife I'll get some good cordless phones, you know, so they don't go dead all the time. I'm only good for about 45 minutes, and then it goes dead.
I won't even go there, Jen.
Yeah, right.
I've got to buy a new battery, Danny.
Yeah, well, the problem is they got these ones that the batteries don't last very long.
Oh. Well, thanks for doing the call this morning.
Yeah, who is it? Who just spoke up there?
This is Steve again.
Oh, okay. I thought I was talking.
Apologize, I have to have a little fun.
Oh, that's okay. We love it. That's what it's all about, making this fun. And that's what people don't realize, that the fact is that most job situations are not fun. They do it because they have to, that type of thing. But we make this fun, and it makes a lot more interesting.
This is Chris down in Baton Rouge.
Hey, Chris, what'd you think?
I enjoyed it. It's kind of frustrating at the same time. It's like some of the others. There's nothing new, and it's what y'all pointed out in the call. You just got to go out and do some of it.
That's right. The whole question is, you got to go out and expose yourself. Wherever you go, make a point to talk to people, be friendly, and just do it. And it's amazing how many people want to talk.
Yeah, well, I don't have a problem with that part of it, but I do have to get myself organized to where when I'm presenting the information,
mm-hmm.
I'm asking those questions before I ever start opening my mouth about anything else.
Right.
And mm-hmm. having a track for them to run on once I get them started so they know what they need to do.
Yeah, but it's so much easier now because almost everybody's computer savvy and say, hey, you can click on and go here, go there, and we can get you hooked up.
Well, as you said, I've kind of gotten overwhelmed with all the different changes. They've made so many different ones, and I've kind of lost track of where anything is anymore. I used to be pretty good on being able to find everything and knowing where to go look.
Yeah, well, just find one thing that you can work with right now and then just cross, you know, go on that aspect of it and then learn the others as you go. But key in on one and go for it, you know, don't say you have to learn it all, you know what I mean? You said there's a whole bunch of new stuff. Well, learn one thing and get it down and then just drift into the other stuff, but don't focus on trying to learn it all. That's too many people make that mistake. They go, oh, I got to know how this stuff works, da 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 da. Keep it simple.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I've got a couple of my folks that I told about the call this morning that I'm hoping are going to catch it, but if not, Steve, I appreciate you having those recordings available so they can catch them again.
To be a service.
Great. Does anybody else like to comment?
Yes. Hi, Dennis. This is Molly Chong again. I have three of your call numbers. The one is at home at 503, and then at 5680, and Charles' cell phone, and then at 9696, and the one in New York, Charles' cell call, but I don't have any of your call, your number.
You mean my cell number?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 503.
Okay.
709.
Yeah.
1242.
Okay, so the last four digit is different. Okay, 1042.
Yeah.
Okay, so you use that when you're in New York as well as in Oregon, huh?
Yeah, but not very much in Oregon because, see, where we're at home in Oregon, our cell phones don't have any coverage. So we always use that 5680 number.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So. Anyway, well, anybody else got anything real quick? If not, we'll sign off, and you guys can all catch fans next week.
Jenny, do you mind a request for doing a three-way?
No.
Would you mind giving me a number that can be used?
Oh, three. Well, I'll give you where I'm at right now. It's 315.
Okay.
348. Okay. 6866. 315-348-6866. Yeah, we'll be here for about another week, and then we're going to be on the road.
Oh.
So this cell phone.
All right, I appreciate that.
All right.
Yeah, the three-ways are a critical link that I've really overlooked. I've not done enough of them.
Yep. He said, well, here I know, guy's been in it a while. You know, he's been very successful and blah, 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 whatever you want to tell him, and I can get on the phone with him, ask him a few questions, and then find out kind of where they're going.
Okay. I appreciate that.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll talk to you guys all later.
Enjoy your weekend.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Danny.